Danny Hip Hop Man, The Joint. We got a special project coming for you guys around January 20th. That's a tentative date. Might get pushed back. You know how these mixtapes and albums work. But we got some dope shit coming just for you guys, man. We got Cormega on an Illmind beat. We got Will Power, Shy Stimuli, Sky Zoo and Black Metaphor, just to name a few. We got Thurs on there, Clear Soul Forces with Book Brown on a Black Milk beat. Man, we got so much dope content and music that's gonna come from this joint mixtape experience. In the upcoming weeks, we're gonna be releasing all of the content, interviews.
One of the reasons I believe we still together, because we saw each other struggle too.
We got behind the scenes footage, Cunnilinguist. Stay tuned for all of them interviews, man. For all of that content, y'all make sure y'all tune in. Make sure you follow us on all social media, because we're going to be posting everything. Make sure you follow us on the channel. And also make sure you download the mixtape when it comes out. And then Hip Hop, one of the last album reviews of 2014, man. We about to shut it down for the rest of the year. Make sure you go support Dead in Hip Hop, man. Go to deadinhiphop.com, order your t-shirt, man. We sold out of XL, but we will get them back after Christmas. Make sure you download the Dead in Hip Hop app. Make sure you download that damn mixtape, The Joint, when it come out, man. So, J. Cole, 2014, Forest Hill Drive. This is what I said on Born Sinner. I felt like on that album, J. Cole is that student that, you know, he's in class, he's paying attention, but he's doing his own thing. And the teacher is gonna call on you to be like, hey, do you know the answer to this? He's gonna know the answer to everything. And to me, this was that answer. 2014 Forest Hills Drive was the answer when the teacher called on his name. Because when I played this, I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, okay, I think I'm gonna get, you know, maybe another subpar lackluster project like I felt Born Sinner was. I was completely wrong. I was 100% completely wrong. This project right here was amazing to me, beginning to end. From the intro was all right. You know, you got him singing and all that. But January 28th, I felt like, you know, it's always so important for me for artists to really set the tone for the rest of the project on one of those first couple tracks. And January 28th, he really set that bar. And I remember when we did the control verse, a convo that we did, Rod hit us up that night. And I think, like, kind of just internally, you know, Rod had a question like, you know, do you think that this is going to elevate all of these other guys, especially the ones that he named out? I really do think that that's truly what has happened. Because on January 28th, he's like, man, y'all ain't the God. January 28th ain't your birthday. You know what I'm saying? And he's really putting himself up there. And throughout this whole project, man, I really felt like J. Cole, this is the most introspective and personal I felt. Like, this is the most I've ever connected to J. Cole. Like, Wet Dreams, that is my story. I don't know how many other people that's their story, but I lied to my first one to get the draws. I did. And that was like really my story, man. Like me and that girl, we you know, we exchanged fucking notes in class and shit. It was just so crazy, like how much I related to that. Then 03 Adolescence, and y'all already know how bad I am with names and all. I'm not even looking at the phone.
Damn.
So that just shows you how good this album was. Like, it's been on a continuous repeat since I've listened to it. I actually asked y'all Twitter people that follow me, like, what did y'all think? And I got, you know, pretty much the response was, y'all really liked it. There was some of y'all that didn't like a couple tracks, and some of y'all just thought it was subpar, mediocre. I do not agree. I think this is by far the best J. Cole project I've ever heard from him. I could tell how people don't like Saint Tropez and Hello, but I fuck with his whole shit. I even fuck with his singing. You know, he's not the best singer, but I don't know, man. I fuck with it. I fuck with it. You know, I don't think that, you know, he's as good, you know, with harmony, like in terms of singing, like as Crit was, because I was really surprised with Crit on the album. But I like it, and I felt like it fit. And this, again, man, I'm gonna say it again. This is by far the best J. Cole album, man. I bang with this shit.
I hear a lot of, ambition in this album. Like the first couple of songs, it seems like there was a kind of like underlying theme in here where, you know, it seems like that you know, with 03 Adolescence and Tale of Two Cities and January 28th.
I forgot that.
Yeah, and Wet Dreams. It's just like people just trying to get a come up and trying to be something. And then, you know, with J. Cole himself, you know, proclaiming that he's the best. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like throughout this album, especially on the top part of the song, that for me, that was kind of some of the things that I was picking up. And that's what I feel like J. Cole is doing, especially when, and I feel like this is an ambitious project from him because he's doing something that's outside of the norm for him, at least for me, with the singing, you know, and him proclaiming that he's the best and being able to actually jump out there and, you know, and try to and claim the mic. But I also feel that at a time in this day and age where you have music that has little to no substance, you know, he's putting out an album with a lot of substance to it, and he's calling out people directly, you know, on this album about some of the issues and flaws that he sees. You know, just even with Fire Squad. You take a look at Fire Squad, the second verse on Fire Squad, how he's drawing this parallel between, you know, rock music with the Elvis line and then hip hop, and how hip hop is kind of, you know, according to what he's seeing, is kind of going along those. It's following that same path as jazz has went down as well. So I like a lot of the subjects and that he covered on this album. And, you know, actually, I'm actually surprised. I really do like this album a lot. I definitely like it better than Born Sinner. But I think this is also, to a degree, it's personal for him too. You know, and it's honest. And J. Cole is really, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't know what transpired, you know, for him to take this approach and to put out an album this way. But, you know, a couple of things, I think I saw an interview that he did with Angie Martinez. He just said he's writing about the things that he's feeling, you know, and the things that is bothering him. So I think it's just something new. And I think for, you know, he's comfortable where he's at right now in hip hop, you know, and I think that's why he's willing to take these chances and risk.
And, you know, like something that Mike said a while ago that always stuck with me is like, too many artists, I feel like, always try to change for the radio instead of making the radio change for them. Like, Born Sinner, he had direct radio, like, I'm reaching for the radio, like, this is gonna be, there was none of that on this. There was none of that on this. You know what I'm saying? And for him to sell 361,000 copies in the first week, that's what I always say. This is what people want. People don't want to hear a dope artist trying to reach for radio play and really try to be trendy. They want honesty. They want personability. Like I want you. And I feel like that's what he did. And I'm so happy and excited for J. Cole that this album is doing so great with no marketing, no tracks on the radio, none of that, man. I'm sorry. I just had to put that.
No, yeah, it's cool. No, I think the him being able to sell that much, like, I don't think him just releasing the album without the marketing and stuff that, you know, following the same model that Beyonce did, you know, I think that's been done before. You know, I think he's the one that actually had the most success from it that I'm aware of, because I think the Lox dropped the project, you know, and you know, it didn't do much of anything. He handled all the production on it as well. I mean, he controlled this full project from the start to the end, and I think he did an exceptional job with it. You know, and I think a lot of that has to do with where I think he feels he fits in hip hop, and that, like you said, he's not aspiring to make these type of commercial records anymore. It's like, these are the things that I want to talk about. These are the things that I feel need to be addressed in hip hop, or just that I feel like I need to address, and you know, he did it. I don't know if any of you guys saw the Letterman.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Incredible. He didn't even do a song from the album. You know, but it shows like there's a lot of things that's going on in the world that's moving J. Cole.
He did that on the spot because he was like, you know, I think this was right when they did the Eric Garner. They did they announced that, and he just said he was feeling so much anger. He had so much emotion going on. So when he went out and did that, he just kind of like just winged it. He just like I'm just about to go out here and just say how I feel. And that's why he was saying what he was saying in that performance, which was so powerful. You can tell in his emotion. So that's why.
Yeah. I like his singing voice. I think with the type of songs that he constructed for this album, I think it fits. It has a certain type of raw emotion to it that I think lends itself well to the music. Kind of like this it has a roughness, but it's almost like I kind of hear this reggae-ish type sound to it. a little bit, but he's not trying to go out there and just blow you away with singing. I think he's just, you know, it's just this passion that he's feeling when he decides to sing versus rap. And I think, you know, with what he did with the songs that he chose to do that, I think he executed that well. So yeah, I props to J. Cole for putting this project out. And I think he's definitely found a comfort zone. I think he definitely sounds a lot more mature on this album.
One thing I did notice, I'm surprised you didn't point out, you say he handled most production, and he didn't handle all of it, but Willie B, Cardiac,
Illmind,
not every single one of them.
Okay.
Willie B, Cardiac, DJ Dahi did some production on here, so I think this was his project that he had the least amount of production.
Okay, cool, appreciate that. That's what I heard, so. Oh, okay. Yeah, like I said, I didn't read.
I thought he did all the production too.
Yeah. He did majority of it, but he pretty got some producers on this one, which I was surprised when I saw the production track list before. I was like, okay, Illmind, Cardiac, Willie B. Willie B did 03
Adolescence.
Adolescence, yeah, he did that joint. But I thought, I had a feeling, I kind of had a little feeling that this project was going to be, you know, well, I thought I was going to like this project better than Born Center and possibly Sideline Story. This is probably my favorite project from him besides Friday Night Lights because, like the FIFO said, he brings, with this one, you know, I guess the theme of it being, of course, his old address, 2014 Forest Hill Drive, you know, like you said on apparently he's in college, you know, acting a fool, doing this, doing that, while his mother is losing that exact house, you know what I'm saying? So I think when I saw the name of it, I said, okay, I think he's gonna really kind of hit home with some topics. And you know, he came out strong with January 28th, 03. And he did good at storytelling too. I like how he has some good humors with the wet dream storytelling and all that stuff. And what else? The Role Models, you know, I thought that was a cool track. My only issue was, I think a couple of hooks was a little like, what's that, Tales of Two Cities, hand in the head. I ain't, what's the other one? Get off my dick. I ain't like, I didn't like that. That's it. That's like my only like little, yeah.
No, I like
Tales of
Two Cities hook though.
I
didn't
like that hook that much.
And you know why I liked it? Because, you know, a lot of people don't always consider the Carolina South. Mm-hmm. And with Get Off My Dick, hands to the window, mm-hmm. to the wall, mm-hmm. that's Southern.
Okay.
03, what's the one you
03 Adolescence?
Yeah.
Or Tell of Two Cities.
Tell of Two Cities. Okay. Like that beat is has like some trap that like them, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. so I like the fact that he brought like the prototypical South and brought it to J. Cole's world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel you.
Yeah.
Not gonna argue you, but I like how he brought those Southern elements and made it his own.
Well, B ain't like it.
I mean, you know, the song is cool. Just that hook on there. It was just kind of like, I hear the verses, hear the song. I'm like, okay, bam. I don't know. But this is the most emotion I've heard out of J. Cole rapping since Friday Night Lights, really. Even though I still like Born Center and A Sideline Story, but I just feel like, okay, this is where I felt some emotion, you know, hello. Even though he was kind of singing most of it, but you know what he was talking about, I said, okay, J. Cole, you being honest, I like that. And I also like the fact that, you know, he wasn't scared to take a chance on making this out. I'm gonna put this out there and my fans gonna like it, they gonna like it, no single or anything, and he still was able to kind of get what he wanted to get across, you know, as far as what he wanted to say. I mean, you know, I think during the Ferguson stuff, he was going traveling the cities. You know, I mean, I was like, he probably got a lot on his mind and a lot that he want to say. I think that's why he kind of released his album out of nowhere, because it was like, look, this is what I'm feeling. You know, I'm feeling this, y'all. I'm laying this out here, and bam, there it is. So, yeah, I like this project, man. I thought it was pretty cool. I think I don't like it as much as FIFO, but this is probably my favorite J. Cole, you know, album since Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights, I can, like, pretty much play that from, like, beginning to end without touching anything. But this one, you know, J. Cole showed some emotion. You know, he showed that passion, that fire, which I love. I think we need, you know, mainstream, we need cats like J. Cole, man, just to show that passion that he showed on his album, man, and still talk about what he talked about and touched on. So I like it. It was a good album.
I think he's a good rapper. He's a good songwriter. But I mean, I don't think I've listened to Born Sinner since we reviewed it. I don't remember. Honestly, I can't even remember if I liked it or not, to be honest. So, but I guess I didn't like it that much because I never put it back on. But listening to this project, what I got from it is it's a good album. He's a great rapper, great beats, But I cannot see myself giving this album multiple spins. I don't envision myself putting this album on, you know, on a regular basis. The only time I could see myself putting this on is if I was somewhere and there were like a bunch of chicks and I didn't want to like scare them with my weird music. So I would put something like this on because it's not bad. Well, yeah, exactly. It's very friendly music. Like, I could put this on and not have to worry about people giving me like the weird side eye. Mm-hmm. Like, I could listen to this over like a Drake or something. Like, I definitely like this more than Drake. But listening to this, you know, the intro was cool. January 20th, like, there were songs on here I really liked. Tale of Two Cities, I thought that song was fucking great. I thought the beat was dope. It was dark, it was menacing, and I liked the way he rhymed on it. And I really liked that part towards the end where he's like, I'm the new Ice Cube meets the new Ice T meets 2 Live Crew meets, meets the new Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that whole run, yeah. I think it was at the end of the song, or it might have been the second verse, I can't remember, but that whole run was just dope. Fire Squad, I liked a whole lot. Get Off My Dick was one of my favorite songs on there. Like, that, I usually agree with you with hooks. Mm-hmm. I like these hooks. Like, yeah, because they added a little bit of catchiness to these songs, because I don't think he was really focusing too much on being catchy.
Right.
But those hooks kind of brought you in a little bit. But then you get to the songs that I did not like. Wet Dreams, I thought that song was terrible. It was a cool idea. And it was a cool story, had the, like, you know, the whole cute, we about to fuck, I'm a passionate note. Had a little M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end. You know, that's cool and everything, but this is not something I would ever want to hear again. And that's kind of the issue that I have with some of these songs. A song like Wet Dreams, why would I need to hear that song again?
Do you think it fit the album?
No.
And I do like the story in it.
Absolutely. But it's like, that's one of those kind of songs where it's like, okay, you know what? If you want to put this song on the album, bury it like deeper in the album after I've gotten accustomed and comfortable to listening to the album. Number three? Absolutely not. That's too early for a song like that. I shouldn't be skipping a track that early in an album. And I feel like that song is easily skippable, because it's, again, it's just like, why would I need to hear that story again?
I just think it's because it's not relatable to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that wasn't your experience. You know, like, for me, it's not like something I'm gonna go back, oh my god, I have to listen to it, but it's not something that I'm skipping. So like, if I'm randomly playing music and this comes on, it's always gonna take me back to my experience with that woman. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I get all that song is just, I don't know, man. It just seemed a little hokey to me.
Nah, like, it makes me reminisce. But
it's cute. It's cute, and it's a cool story. Like I said, it's a cool story. It's a cool idea. I can't see putting that song so early in an album.
You never had, like, no wet dream?
Say again?
You never had no wet dream?
Nah, man. Nah, I don't have wet dreams. I don't remember ever having a wet dream when I was a kid either. And I don't remember, I've never lied to no chick. I didn't want to overset the expectations that the you know what I'm saying? That it was gonna be the bomb. Right. And I get there.
You would have watched some porn, then you would have got some shit. Yeah,
that's the first problem. You up here watching porn trying to get pointers on how to have sex with a real woman. That's the issue. But anyway, you know, like I said, cool story, cool idea. It just really didn't interest me that much. Saint-Tropez, absolutely not. I will never listen to that song ever again in life. No Role Models, I didn't care for that song either. That was another song where it was a cool idea. It was, you know, I like what he was saying. You know, the whole, you know, you don't have real role models, you don't have real idols for these women to look up to. I get that, but as a whole, that song just did not interest me.
So you didn't like Love Yours?
No.
Wow.
No. But that wasn't one of the songs I hated. Okay. Like, I didn't hate that song. I couldn't stand Saint-Tropez. I couldn't stand Wet Dreams. And I really wasn't a fan of No Role Models. Those are the only three songs I really did not like. The rest of this album just seemed okay. Like, I've been getting tweets about this shit since the fucking thing leaked. And everyone, oh my god, this is the best album of the year. So it was another one of those hype situations. Yeah. I finally get around to listening to it and I'm like, really? That's it? And I think a lot of my issue with this project is J. Cole, I feel like, was trying to do, he was trying to wear too many hats. I don't need him singing. He's not a good singer.
You didn't like it?
Well, no.
You just said that.
No, he's not a good... You didn't like... Wait, yo, you didn't say you didn't like... No, I didn't like him singing. I like him rapping. J. Cole sounds great on a beat, and he can rap his ass off. What I don't care for is when he's trying to add melody by him singing. It, to me, it doesn't work. And that was one of the issues. That was the main issue with San Tropez. I'm like, bro, no, I don't need this. And I forgot what the other, was it Hello that he was singing half the damn song on to?
I think it was.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
That was Hello. I don't need that. So, I mean, overall, I thought this was a cool project, but it wasn't, I didn't get that much out of it. I don't see myself listening to this a lot.
I want to go back to Wet Dreams though. I think when I first heard that song, I felt a little awkward listening to it at first, because I'm like, wait a second, you're a grown ass man. I think he's 34 and you're writing about this song from when you were a kid. It kind of felt a little weird for me listening to the song, because I didn't understand. I think the placement, like you said, was interesting to put it third. And I'm like, why are you rapping about this? You know, and I didn't quite get that when everything else around it.
But then, you know, yeah, Jack Adler was 03 adolescence, so maybe he was just setting up. Like, think about it, his birthday. Then you get Wet Dreams, then you get adolescence, and then you kind of get grown.
That's what I was looking for. Away. Yeah, yeah, so I was looking for that.
He should have moved. I'm sorry, bro. He should have moved them tracks back. It was just too early.
And that makes sense.
Sense. It does make sense, but. And I disagree. I understood why he was writing that song. That song just, it just wasn't that interesting to me. Like, I feel like I've heard this before. Mm-hmm. I've heard rappers write songs about their first time. It didn't have the little twist at the end, like, oh shit,
but that,
oops, would, I won't give the twist away, y'all. But
would rappers be that honest about it though?
But what did he really say that was that, like?
But think about hip hop though, and how, yeah, I'm gonna beat this up and I do this, that, and other. It was kind of went against, but he kind of still went against the grain though.
I mean,
he was like, yeah, you know, I'm lying to this chick, you know, yeah, I've been doing this, that, and the other, blah, 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 instead of, you know, I don't know. I think it was, I mean, it was a little different than what we're
customarily doing. He showed vulnerability.
He's around to say, yeah, I bang chicks, do all that, instead of him.
I mean, that would be a corny thing, but he's never been that type of dude to do something like that.
That one was
the idea of the song is fine. That I'm not saying the idea is whack.
You don't think it was a good song.
I just don't think it was a good. I can't even say it wasn't a good song. The thing what I'm saying is, I can't see any reason to listen to it again.
I just love that beat.
I do like the beat.
I don't even remember the beat, to be honest. I was too busy.
I love that beat. That beat, when that beat came out, I was like, oh yeah, this shit. It's nice. Got a little sofa twist with that knock, with that sub knock to it.
You couldn't have no other kind of beat. You're talking about fucking for the first time. You had to have a
little. But yeah, I mean, the beat overpowered the actual, like, the you know, the rapping for me on that song.
I think the twist kind of reminded me of Lights, Please. I think that was the first song I was like, okay, you know, I kind of like J. Cole. Everything else was like, he's okay, he can rap. That's cool. But it wasn't anything that was particularly drawing me to him. I also thought it was funny. That on Fire Squad, that he was talking about, I'm the king, this, that, and other. He kind of took a shot at his contemporaries, but yet he was rapping like Drake, or like kind of like Drake with that type of flow he had in the beginning of the song.
I don't know.
I didn't necessarily catch on.
You didn't catch that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it kind of had that. Like, a lot of people have been doing that now. That type of flow. I just hear Drake do it, so that's why it's, you know, attributed to Drake. Look, if he wasn't the first, I don't give a fuck if he wasn't the first to do it. He's the one that I hear do it the most. But I just thought it was funny that he was adopting that flow that's being used a lot, but yet he's taking a shot at rappers for doing a lot of things that, you know, that's not, I guess, challenging, and, you know, talking about people, something about
talking about white people.
Towards the end, but I think there was a shot where he was talking about rappers or not empowering black people. Yeah, doing this, that, and the other. So I thought that was interesting. You would do that, but then you would say what you said. So
keep creating this type of music, man. Keep being you. Keep making sure that people understand who you are. And keep talking about things that are happening in the world and things that happen in your life, because
that's why people love you, and that's why people are always going to be able to relate to you. Keep bumping that shit in the whip, man.
I appreciate the creativity that you express in this project. Went against the grain of what contemporary music is putting out with all the party music, et cetera, et cetera. You're addressing a lot of issues that, you know, people are dealing with, and, you know, you're leading in action. Your music is also a byproduct of your action because of everything that you've done with Ferguson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, man, you know, I like the project.
Yeah, I mean, I love the emotion you put in this project. I love you. You know, you had a lot to say. I love the storytelling. 03LS, I think that's my favorite track on there. How you told about the street guy wanting to be the regular guy that's getting ready to go to college and have a bright future, and you want to be the other guy. So I like, that's my favorite track on there. But I just like, and I like how you kind of reached and got some different producers this time. Instead of like producing the entire album, you kind of went out of your comfort zone and got different producers that gave you some good tracks. So shout out to Willie B on the 03. That's my favorite joint. But overall, I thought the project was good. My favorite project from you since Friday Night Lights. So keep it up, J. Cole.
Yo, hey, Mr. Cole. Mike C down here. You're a great rapper. I think you have a great ear for beats. I think you're a great songwriter. I don't want you or anyone to get this misconstrued and think that I thought this was a whack project. I thought this was a really good project. I just don't think that this was a project specifically for someone like me. But yeah, keep up the good work, man. You're obviously not making projects for people like me. You're making projects for people like the rest of the guys here, and they all loved it. So, you know, don't take my word for anything really important. Most people don't. So, yeah.